Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
We talked about it over this weekend, but do you think America is going the route of European nations, and we're on a slow decline? We talked about it a lot last year.
I'm glad you asked me that. I was talking 19 Keys. I put it on Instagram as well. America, damn. I want to actually, if I could just pull this up, because I want to actually
say, Ray Dalio talked about it in Changing World Order. We've talked about it a lot last year. Innovation isn't as strong.
Yeah.
But when with the Gnome Project, you said a civilization is being created, not a building,
a
civilization. And it's taking
the interesting part, and not to just cut you off, because all we heard was the line, right? And people thought like that was some futuristic Jetsons thing, until you realize that they've already started construction on it. In fact, like that's going to be done in 6 years, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at the project in its totality, you realize this is just more than just the line, right? This is nine different cities that they're building, right? And so when you look at what Saudi's doing, we just left Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and we saw the innovation that's happening there. We're talking about, when we're in Ghana, about the opportunities there from a standpoint of development and infrastructure. And so you start to see these places, and everybody's saying the same thing. This is the final frontier of the planet. Like these are the places where innovation can happen. This is where the youth is. What's missing, and hopefully, you know, we can combat that, is like the collaboration part, but also the education part. But the technological advances are there for us. There's opportunities for us. And so when we come back home, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm sure Shadi can concur, it was like, what type of innovation is happening here? Yes, we have the greatest companies, right? Yes. Like we talk about NVIDIA, we talk about Microsoft, we talk about Apple. These are the greatest companies. But from outside of those companies and on the land, what are we doing? What is
nothing.
Well, yeah, this is what I wrote. So I said, America is on pace to be the new Europe, a relic of past greatness, an open air vintage museum. All the innovation and new energy is coming from Asia and the Middle East. The political landscape and other issues make it so the U.S. will fall so far behind, it will never be able to catch up. So what I mean by this is we're blessed to travel a lot. We've been traveling a lot for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So Europe is a when you go to Europe, when you go to like Paris, and you go to London, you go to these different, you know, cities, it's they're living off of their past, right? Like it's museums, it's architecture, it's everything is very nostalgic of a era that happened hundreds of years ago, right? It's beautiful, beautiful. But when you go to Dubai and when you go to Singapore and when you go to, you know, these type of places, you see things happening in real time, the future. Like they have a museum of the future, right? So now it's like they're looking at 100 years in the future, 1,000 years in the future, and you see it in the architecture, you see it in the technology, you see it in the development. And I think that they're able to do that for a variety of different reasons. A, politically, it's a lot easier to get things done because they have a monarchy, right? Or in China's case, they have a communist government where, you know, the top has a lot of power. They don't necessarily have to fight with governors and senators, and it's a lot harder to get things
slow down our country dramatically.
Dramatically, mm-hmm. dramatically. So and then of course they have money, right? They have an influx of money over the last 50 years that they've utilized efficiently. They have a very efficient workforce. When you look at a country like UAE, 90% of the population is foreigners, and those are all the workers. Nobody, you can't become a citizen of the UAE. It's impossible. And so they've exported people just to work. And if you don't work, then you don't stay in the country. It's not a thing of like, well, we're going to figure it out. We got a welfare system in place here. No, it's like you're coming to work a job on a visa, and if that visa's up, you're going back to your country. Or if you don't want to work, then you're not, or you're coming to create a business here, right? So the political landscape has helped them in that regards. And you know, looking at America, you just see that. You see the turmoil, you see the infighting, you see the constant toxicity that's displayed on social media 24 hours a day. And you see the lack of innovation, right? Like we can't even get a skyscraper. When's the last skyscraper that was really built that was like breathtaking in America? I can't think of it. And you start to look at it and it's like, damn, they're playing at a game that's so fast that we're, by the time we try to catch up, it's going to be too late to catch up. So like I said, it doesn't mean America is going to be a third world country. It'll still, like, the UK is still strong. The UK is still the economic hub is still, you know, but it just is what it is, right? So I think America still have strong companies. It'll still be the leader in a lot of different things. But as far as innovation, as far as the future, as far as, you know, this next wave of civilization,
they're getting it done.
No, it's not going to happen. And Africa has potential. Africa has potential, but it still has a long way to go. It's not at the point where these other countries are yet. So, yeah, it's a hot take, and you know, people might be a little alarmed. Like I said, I'm not saying that everybody's going to be homeless in 30 years. But I just don't see it. I honestly don't see it. I think that the political landscape is only going to get worse. The racial divide is only going to get worse. The haves and have nots is only going to get worse.
And I would expect it's going to be higher. Yep.
And I'm not optimistic about the American ideology. And yeah, that's my take on it.
UAE and Dubai is the new United States of America. Like I talked about this on Stock Club this past week, the promise of riches and freedom for your family, that's long left this country. Innovation has dwindled. the battle between left and right has divided the country while not giving any solutions. For everyone who's going to ask what's the solution, find you four other international cities to do business in. Mexico is one of my favorites, but you pick your four, and you have to have arbitrage in those cities or countries in order to be able to survive over the next two or three decades. So, but I think it was a great point, and it has to be addressed. And if you look at all the, also follow the money, a lot of capital, even from Microsoft, Apple, as being deployed and dispersed in Dubai, UAE, for the next coming century as well. So be mindful and always go look at where the big money players are putting the capital to see what is coming next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.